From infallible Rome, once more I am come with a budget of Catholic ware. Shall dazzle your eyes and your fancy surprise to embrace a religion so rare. Oh, the love and goodwill of his holiness still, what will he not do for to save ye? If such pains and such art cannot you convert, 'tis pity but old Nick should have ye. Now our priests are run down, and our Jesuits aground, and their arguments all prove invalid. See here he hath got an unheard of new plot, to proselyte you with a ballad. Then lay by your jeers, and prick up your ears, whilst I unto you display the advantage and worth, the truth and so forth, of the Roman Catholic way. If you did but behold the faith and the good of which Holy Church is possessed, you would never more stray in the heretical way, but fly to her lap to be blessed. The Pope is the head, and doth Peter succeed? Pray come away faster and faster. He succeeds him is true, but would you know how? 'Tis only in denying his master. He's infallible too, what need more ado, and ever had truth in possession. For the once mob John ascended the throne, the same was no breach of succession. Our church and no other is the reverend mother of Christians throughout the whole earth, though older they be, perhaps far than she, yet they must owe unto her their birth. Our faith is so great, so sound and complete, it scorneth both scripture and reason, and builds on tradition, sometimes superstition, and oft times rebellion and treason. Our strict purity is plain to each eye that Catholic country views, for there to suppress the sins of the flesh, sodomy is in use and the stews. Our zeal has been felt wherever we dwelt, on that all our doctrine deny. We have a suspicion, we make inquisition, and straight the poor heretics fry. In vain they may plead or their scriptures read, we value them all not a pin. The best argument that we can invent is with fire and sword to begin. A most godly way, whatever they say, since it their salvation obtains, makes them orthodox with blows and with knocks, and hammers faith into their brains. A god we can make of a thin wafer cake, and eat him up when we have done, but a drop of the cup laymen must not sup, for the priest guzzles that all alone. We have terrible bulls and pardons for ghouls, holy water to scarecrow the devil. With consecrate swords, take them on our words, they shall make the great Turk be civil. We have saints great store and miracles more, with martyrs a great many from Tyburn. Pretty nuns that dwell mewed up in a cell, as chaste as the night walkers of Holborn. We have holy blood, we have holy wood, a shipload or some such matter. We have holy bones and some holy stones, would make an old lady's chops water. We have holy men seen but now and then, monks, abbots, and Capuchin friars, with merit so great they can buy one a seat in heaven, or else they are liars. Then all you that would sure salvation procure, and yet still live as you lived, to but matter and pray, and as we say, and your Catholics good as helpist. We are brisk and free, and always agree, allowing ourselves to be jolly, and the Puritan tricks of dull heretics we count but fanatical folly. Tearing and whoring, drinking and roaring, all those are but venial transgressions. The murdering of kings and such pretty things are easily absolved in confession. Little short penance doth wipe away sin, and there is an end of all trouble, which having dispatched, you may fall to it again, and safely your wickedness double. Bring a good round sum, sins past and to come, shall presently be forgiven. But this you must know before you do go, to excise runs high upon heaven. For we have the price of every vice, a set at a certain rate, so near at a word we do them afford, not a penny thereof we can bate. But if you're content a while to be pent, and in purgatory purged, a smaller spell shall preserve you from hell, and keep you from being scourged. Though you have lived a devil in all kind of evil, bequeath but a monastery, and angels your soul without control to Abraham's bosom shall carry. Nor need you to fear who have bought lands dear that were holy churches before. We'll lend them for life, but for your soul's health, at your death you must them restore. Thus popery, you see, will kindly agree, if you will it but embrace. But if you delay, there's so many in the way, that you will hardly get a good place. The critical time is now in the prime, see how Holy Mother does smile, and spreading her arms to preserve you from harms, so gladly would you reconcile. To which purpose, behold, do but tell out your gold, and all things in readiness be, for the next year His Holiness, we hear, doth intend a jubilee. You that pardons would have or indulgence crave, to Rome to be trudging, and do not contemn good vice from a friend, nor take his ballad in dudgeon.